I'm here down at St. Cloud City Hall, where it looks about 30 people are in line right now. It's about 5:30, right before the doors are going to open for the session to start. And I see many signs saying St. Cloud welcomes all people. St. Cloud is one community. It seems there's just a wide variety of people here out to come see Jeff Johnson's resolution. I was able to get a few interviews before the council meeting started. I talked with a couple from Little Falls, a St. Cloud business owner, and a St. Cloud State University student.
Well, my name is Kate Fessler, and I'm from Little Falls, and this is my husband, Fred.
Hi. I'm Fred, yeah.
So why did you guys come out today? Why did you come all the way from Little Falls?
Well, we have this Somali problem coming up to Little Falls, and we want to see if there's anything we can do to slow it down.
We feel that we should slow the flow of refugees coming into our country till we can get a handle on the problems, the economic problems for one. But my sense of this whole thing is that we, in a sense, have been betrayed by our leadership. We were never informed. This is being done without our consent. We don't know what to expect out of an invasion I'm not talking immigrants now, I'm talking refugees that have an ideology that goes against our principles in this country, our values, our constitution, our law, and so, of course, it would be a concern.
Well, these refugees that are coming in here, they use all of our services and everything, and really don't contribute. They don't want to associate with society. It's all theirs, me business.
My name is Toho Siad. I live in St. Cloud. I'm a City of Commission in St. Cloud, Economic Development Authority. And I have a business in a medical transportation company in town. And I work at the company and I do that. I would like to see what's going on here. And it is the resolution was coming, Jeff Johnson, was not good. That's why I come over here to support the community. We are in St. Cloud. St. Cloud is one community, and we love each together, and we work together. And either you come today, or either you are decaded here. It is America. It is United States America. We come different cities and different states, and we come over here to know each together and to learn each together. But we're not divided, and we like to be the support each together.
I wanted to come down here. I kind of want to see how more of like this works and how like what's going to go down and how one of these meetings are held. Never been to one before.
What do you know about the proposal that's coming up tonight?
I know it's about whether or not we're going to allow refugees to stay in St. Cloud. I don't know much more about it. I'm kind of here just to figure out what's going on and learn more. I feel like it's ridiculous. Everyone is welcome in St. Cloud. I don't know how we can just declare certain people unwelcome into a city. I hope to see that everyone comes together and accepts everyone, and we're just kind to everyone and welcome everyone into our city.
Once the doors were open, people entered and got settled. The council made it clear to everyone there that they were to be on their best behavior. After the agenda, it was time for St. Cloud citizens to be able to speak.
Residents speak prior to the open forum portion of the meeting. Speakers will be limited to the first 5 St. Cloud residents who sign up. The council members will not ask questions of the speakers, but rather refer the matter to the administration with a request for a follow-up report when applicable. A resident may speak at the open forum only twice during the year. Open forum is limited to a total of 10 minutes. All right, I'm going to review. So the items that you cannot talk about at the open forum are the ordinance vacating a 10-foot-wide drainage easement, the resolution adopting the Savannah Ridge Park Plan Unit Development, and Mr. Gerger's discussion of the moratorium. Okay? All right. So, first speaker, go ahead.
My name is Justin Lewandowski. I live at 611 and a half West St. Germain Street, St. Cloud at 56301. And to clarify, I'm not allowed to speak on the moratorium tonight. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, my name is Justin, and I was raised on the east side of St. Cloud. And I remember growing up and going to Munsinger Garden, and that to me is what St. Cloud is, one of the most beautiful parks in the state. I remember growing up and smelling the fresh baked bread at Country Heart. I remember growing up and going to church at First Presbyterian Church just down the street here. And to me, I want to talk about what St. Cloud looks like. St. Cloud looks like to me when a little boy named Hansa goes missing, and even though he is the child of refugee parents, hundreds of people on a Thursday night in the middle of a thunderstorm went searched for little Hansa. The city of St. Cloud, when there was an anti-Muslim rally downtown St. Cloud, hundreds of people showed up to say that we love our community and we love all of our neighbors. St. Cloud looks like all the people here tonight, people of love and people of community, people of faith and secular siblings sitting together who believe in a moral and faith-filled principle that all human beings are created equal and deserve grace, love, and justice. There are people here tonight who may disagree with that message. And my message to them is that I love you, I see you, and I know that you're afraid. My message to the people here who agree with me is that we must stop the spread of fear and continue to build community and continue to show up. We need these numbers to address the issue seriously of homelessness and poverty and to take on the issue of sexual trafficking in central Minnesota. My ask tonight is that we continue like the Granite City to form minerals under heat and pressure and build something amazing together. And I want you to remember that we can build something great that can last a lifetime and a generation. We will remember it for generations, and we will remember it next November.
That's right.
During the election.
That's right.
We need to conduct a meeting here, so if you could just hold your applause till you leave, that would be fine. All right, next speaker, please.
My name is Christopher Layman, and I am speaking about the community's history, a personal story to begin with. Back in 2002, I applied for a job at UNC in Wilmington, and I asked about the demographics of the city, and the person I talked to said, well, there aren't a whole lot of black people here. And when I asked why, he said, well, there was a race riot here back in 1898, and they just never came back. Now, this was 104 years later when he's telling me this. And I say this to say that when communities have hostile reputations towards minorities, that is a really hard reputation to overcome. And unfortunately, St. Cloud has that reputation, and you can go all the way back to the years of slavery, when a person was actually arrested for trying to free a slave back in 1857 in town. You can go back to 1947, when just around Calvary Baptist Church, the Memorial Acres subdivision had in its deeds a restrictive covenant that said, do not rent or mortgage or sell to anyone who is not white. The people who have suffered from this remember these stories, and they take them back to the places where they are allowed to live. Now, St. Cloud is only going to get more diverse, and we have to decide whether we're going to embrace that or not.
That's right.
Hello, everyone. My name is Haji Yusuf. I live 3710 West St. Germain Street, St. Cloud, Minnesota, in the same district as Jeff Johnson. Just want to give you a brief of, since we are talking about not wanting people here, maybe we should just remember who we are, where we came from. And I'm just gonna be here today just a little bit just to remind everyone that before anybody came to this country, there were indigenous tribes that lived in this great land, especially on this side of the Mississippi.
Right.
They were the Ojibwe, the Dakotas, of the Sioux Falls and the Chippewas. They were evicted violently.
Yeah.
Then came Lewis and Clark, 1805. Then 1850, German Catholics settled. This was one of the one-way stops for many traders heading to Canada. And it was part of the Great Red River Trail. This is the story of St. Cloud. It is a story where people stopped by and some decided to stay. That is what St. Cloud was all about. This is why St. Cloud was built. It was a post for fur trade. People came here as they went on the way, coming through this land to do trade. They stopped, some stayed, some went on their journey. And you know what Jesus says about journeys and visitors and people that want to stay and people that want to travel on. So I'm going to tell you. St. Cloud was established February 2nd, 1855. He was a great man. He was twice elected governor of St. Cloud, governor of Minnesota. He was anti-abortionist. That means he stood for what is right. And his name was Charles Stevens. St. Cloud is a diverse growing city, so that history still continues. I'm sorry,
two minutes are up.
No, I've got it, I've got it.
2 minutes are up.
Excuse me, I'm in charge. I was about to talk, but you jumped in.
Kick him out!
So
I'm just going to conclude very quickly.
Oh no, I gotta cut you off. And unfortunately, that's five people for this evening.
After the final speaker, Councilman Gergen introduced a resolution to show that St. Cloud is a welcoming city.
Move on to Mr. Gerger. Go ahead and take it away.
All right. I'd like to thank all of you for being here tonight. I mean all of you, even though some are going to probably disagree with what I have to say. After a lot of thoughtful consideration and statements made publicly by the mayor about his feelings on the issue, statements that I heard from the public, multiple emails, phone calls, and especially Mr. Lehman's email, which really set hit every part of Mr. Johnson's moratorium request. I have written a resolution that I feel I can support where I couldn't support the resolution for a moratorium. I think, too, that it is more representative of the feelings of the council at large and of the community. And I'm seeing that tonight. So I'm gonna pass this out to the council, and if there's one to go. Now therefore be it resolved by the council of the city of St. Cloud, Minnesota. One, that the city of St. Cloud is welcoming to all residents with regard to age, without regard. Thank you. I thought I was going to make it through. Without regard to age, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, race, ethnicity, religion, or country of origin. And we renew our commitment to foster a community in which all people have the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. And two, that the city of St. Cloud has the capacity to provide municipal services to the aforementioned prospective new residents without an impact on the city budget or quality of life. And I want to finish with this. I don't often quote Mother Teresa, but I'm going to in this case. Mother Teresa said, there are a lot of good people in the world. If you can't find one, be one.
Once finished, Jeff Johnson was surprised at the counterproposal and requested to read his moratorium.
A couple of things here. First of all, I certainly appreciate Mr. Gerger doing this. I guess I'm a little disappointed that it's showing up in front of my face. I think that it would have been more beneficial if the folks before us would have had a chance to look at this, whether you're for it or against it. So I'm concerned about the timeliness of this for some folks who have a hard time reading font size 8 from the audience.
No excuses, it's man.
I think in fairness here, I'd like to read my moratorium because what it deals with exclusively with the Act, and it's quoted heavily. Although there's a lot of good things in Mr. Gerger's, it does not focus heavily on the actual rule of law. That's what we're dealing with here. We are not.
I'd like the record to reflect as well that in the last open forum, one of the open forum members stated that I was conflicted on this issue because I worked for Centricare, and that David Masters was conflicted on this issue because he taught at Tech, and that Carol Lewis was conflicted on this issue because she had clients that were immigrants and refugees. And we asked for an opinion of the city council, and they did give us, the city attorney rather, and we did get an opinion that says that we are not conflicted, so we have the ability to vote on this particular issue.
Well, in fairness, I'd like to present this resolution to at least read it so that the good folks could at least, who have not had the benefit to see mine, they can see it as well. So I'd like to do that.
But we have a motion and a second on the floor. So I think that that is for a separate motion. It's a separate motion.
No. Hold the question.
It's a separate motion.
Bring it up.
Hold the question. Robert's rules of order.
Out of order.
It's out of order.
Out of order.
A motion and a second. Yes, it is.
Are we still in the discussion phase or not?
Well, but if you're making another motion on top.
I'm not making a motion. I'm asking for to continue the discussion so I can read this.
Put it on the screen.
This is our meeting, and so we have to.
You work for us. It's our meeting.
I understand that. We have to conduct a meeting.
He's out of order. Let's be fair.
We're trying to be fair here. I'm the one that's in charge. All right. Shh. Hold on. All right, Mr. Johnson. Against my better wishes, I'm going to let you read it.
Well, I thought the discussion was continuing here. I guess it's going to be, and I'll move on here. I actually worked with this resolution not in a vacuum, but with people locally here, far more intelligent myself, and also with out-of-state some folks here. I call this, what you see before you, basically legalized plagiarism. 90% of this is word for word from the actual Refugee Act of 1980. Whereas the overall quality of life for St. Cloud residents will continue to be adversely impaired by excessive demands on local resources if primary resettlement continues.
Wrong.
Now therefore be it resolved that the City of St. Cloud recommends a moratorium. A moratorium is a temporary suspension of an activity. This is not a ban. Some media seems to portray this as is. It's a temporary suspension of an activity, moratorium on the placement of additional refugees through primary resettlement. This is not secondary migration. Most folks can go where they like. Until Lutheran Social Services, the Mohawk demonstrates the funding. May I finish?
Yes.
So that you can leave.
Yes.
Officer?
We're getting it.
I'm almost done. Now, therefore, be resolved that the City of St. Cloud recommends a moratorium on the placement of additional refugees through primary resettlement until Lutheran Social Services, the Bulldog, demonstrates the following. One, they are in full compliance of the aforementioned federal statutes.
Two, an objective independent economic impact study detailing all costs to the taxpayers for refugees has been completed and reviewed by the City Council. And three, the City of St. Cloud is informed how the annual capacity number of 225 primary resettlement refugees was determined and what matrix is being used to determine future annual resettlement allocations. This is federal statute. 80% of this was a direct quote. We are in violation of federal law right here in St. Cloud.
Once discussion was over, the council voted on Councilman Gergen's resolution.
Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, say no.
No.
The resolution to make St. Cloud a welcoming city has passed, but Johnson is still planning to propose his moratorium at the next meeting.